Hare Krishna. Leaving New Brajadam after lunch, and as usual, a host of things to do before you leave. And host of things to do after arriving in Budapest, like meeting with our lawyer about copyrights for Krishna Vrindavan series and Nava Braja Mahima, as well as other printing matters. This morning we finished off the series on book distribution talks with the book distributors who are all leaving again tomorrow. And I try to emphasize today the importance of devotees really internalizing and personalizing Krishna's instruction in the Gita, always in endeavoring for perfection. This is the sign of a yogi, this is a sign of a Vaishnava, always endeavoring for perfection, always trying to improve self-improvement, perfecting one's service, perfecting one's sadhana, perfecting one's surrender. It's a constant effort. It's something that we can never become complacent with or comfortable with. And I was speaking to them in the context of increasing book distribution, not being satisfied with how many books we're distributing, but having faith that we can distribute more and more and more, because that's the nature of the spiritual energy, and at least to try. Try because there's more and more and more people going without books, more and more people going into Maya, more and more people entangled in sinful activity, and more people who are not hearing about Krishna. And therefore we need to try to do more, at least try to do more, and then it's up to Krishna. In the beginning we didn't know how we could even sell the books. Would someone actually pay $5, $10 for a book? Afterwards, we learned how to sell 2-3 books a day. Then we ended up selling 10, 20 books a day. Now then we got up into selling 100 books a day. And some devotees even learned how to do up to 1,000 maha books a day. Extraordinary feat. And why? Because faith that it can be done. Anything can be done. That's the nature of the spiritual energy. When Krishna sees that we're surrendered to him and we're always endeavoring for perfection, atma upamina sattva, then yes, he blesses us. And even what we can achieve is limited, but what Krishna achieved through us is unlimited. Arjuna killed half the warriors, Kaurava warriors, just single-handedly. That was because Krishna empowered him. And when Krishna took away that empowerment, soham nirpendrahita purushottami, you know, then Arjuna couldn't even defend Krishna's queens from a handful of cowherd men. He could hardly even draw the Gandiva bow. So such is the result of being empowered by the Lord. And of course, Krishna can also act through material nature and circumstances to make conditions extremely favorable for spreading Krishna consciousness. And the same for Vivananda. After all, Srila Prabhupada said, what's the use of your distributing the books if you're not reading them? Because if we become complacent thinking, well, I'm doing pretty good, if we think we're doing pretty good in our service and we're satisfied with that, we'll be complacent and think that we're satisfied with what's going on within ourselves. And from complacency, of course, complacency means that one's not going forward. Well, not going forward means we're not purifying our hearts. It means that this conditioned souls will tend to become dragged down rather than going forward. There's no just sort of being in our own comfort zone and staying there, and that's okay. I don't want to be a fanatic. No, one needs to always endeavor in perfect perfection going forward. Because if we're not going forward and we stagnate and we become satisfied with where we are, then the next fall down will be is that we become proud of who we are and what we are, thinking that we're better than others. No, always going forward, and the dynamic of going forward is that as we go forward, we will always think ourselves to be increasingly fallen, and we'll think ourselves to be meek and humble. The more advanced the Vaishnava becomes, the more they become humble. And by that humbleness, they endear Krishna to empower them. Not that they're trying to, but that's what happens. Because the devotee, as he advances in Krishna consciousness and becomes more perfected within and more perfect in his service, he thinks, I'm nothing. Jagai Maidai Hoite Munise Patishta. I can't do anything. I'm so fallen. I'm a worthless. I'm like the worms in stool. And when devotees think like that, Krishna becomes, and increasingly so, Krishna reciprocates. His heart becomes captured. And in order to make the devotee feel that he's able to do more, or that he's doing more, Krishna empowers him to do more. But no matter how much he empowers the devotee still feels himself to be fallen and worthless. And in this way, Krishna keeps empowering him. But the devotee, with his purified heart, still consider himself to be insignificant, and that everyone else is doing something and he's doing nothing. Always endeavoring for perfection. Such a wonderful mantra, something to think about today in our service, whatever that service may be, and especially in book distribution, and even more especially in our own personal spiritual lives. For all of these services, if they're not accompanied by the internal service attitude and the awareness of our fortunate position in Krishna consciousness, then what's the use, as Srila Prabhupada said, to always endeavoring for perfection. And to always endeavor for perfection, and we need to always be in touch with Srila Prabhupada's teachings to us, with the offensive chanting of the Lord's holy names. Always endeavoring for perfection. Hare Krishna.